Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. Today was a solid rebound day, a real risk-on rotation after some recent weakness.
Absolutely. Tech and the mega caps really came back to life, dragging the whole market higher. The Nasdaq led the charge, up nearly a full percent, but the real story was in the small and mid caps.
That's right. The Russell 2000 and the S&P Mid-Cap 400 both jumped over 1.3%. That tells you the rally broadened out. Investors were shedding those defensive names, staples, utilities, and hunting for growth.
And speaking of growth, how about that reversal in Tesla? It missed on earnings, was down almost 4% early, and still managed to close in the green. What does that tell you?
It tells you the market's appetite for risk was just overwhelming. The negative news was contained, and the broader sentiment just lifted the boat. It's a classic case of the tape being stronger than the individual story.
Got it. So what were the big sector drivers today? Where was the real power?
Three key areas. First, information technology. No surprise there. It was all about the semiconductors. Lam Research came out with a beat and raise report, and that just lit a fire under the entire Philly Semi Index, which popped 2.5%. NVIDIA caught a nice bit off that as well.
Okay, so semis were hot. What else?
Industrials were incredibly strong, up 1.3%. That was largely a Honeywell story after their own stellar beat and raise. And you can't ignore energy. Crude oil surged over 5% today.
Wow, a 5% move in crude is massive. What was behind that?
That was geopolitical. The Treasury announced new sanctions on major Russian oil companies, and that sent prices soaring. So you had this powerful combination of strong earnings in tech and industrials, plus a geopolitical catalyst in energy.
And it seems like the macro news helped fan the flames. I saw headlines about growing optimism for a U.S.-China trade deal.
Exactly. Reports that the president will travel to Asia to meet with President Xi added another tailwind. The bond market noticed, too. We saw yields on the 10-year and 2-year notes tick higher, which confirms that risk-on mood.
Let's pivot to some of the individual earnings stories that stood out. Las Vegas Sands had a monster day, up over 12%.
The trifecta LVS beat estimates, raised guidance, and increased its dividend. You can't ask for a better report than that. The market rewarded it handsomely.
Another one that caught my eye was American Airlines. They've been lagging their peers, but the stock popped today.
AAL showed some real signs of life. They beat Q3 expectations and, more importantly, issued Q4 guidance that was way above what the street was looking for. Unit revenues are recovering, and their premium cabins are performing well. They're still not as efficient as Delta or United, but it's a significant step in the right direction.
Okay, so the narrative is clearly bullish, but let's get technical. What are the key levels you're watching on the indices for tomorrow? Where's the battleground?
This is critical. Despite the strong close, we're consolidating. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, the line in the sand is 670 on the downside and 674 on the upside. We saw huge, and I mean huge, volume spikes right around that 671 to 672 level, which tells me institutions are repositioning. For the QQQ, it's 610 for support and 613.50 for resistance.
So we're kind of stuck in a range here, despite the rally.
For now, it feels like cautious optimism. The VXX, the volatility index, is pretty subdued, which hints at some complacency. A sustained break above those resistance levels on heavy volume would be the green light. But a failure could send us right back down to test support.
All right, let's get tactical. Forget the indices for a second. Where was the real leadership today? What's on your watch list for a potential continuation move tomorrow?
This is where it gets exciting. The true, unadulterated strength was in semiconductors and specific industrial hardware names. We saw what looks like serious late-day accumulation in these groups. That's often a signal that institutions are positioning for another leg higher.
Give me the names. What's at the top of the list?
Okay, in semis, you have to watch NVMI, Western Digital, and Micron. They all closed near their session highs. WDC, in particular, saw a surge of volume into the close and even pushed higher after hours. That is a major tell.
And in industrials?
TransDigm, ticker TDG, was an absolute monster. It just trended higher all day long. And Zebra Technologies, ZBRA, had a clean, powerful breakout. These are the names that showed exceptional relative strength.
Let's drill down on one of those. Give me a potential game plan for tomorrow.
Let's take NVMI. It broke out and held the 340 level beautifully. For tomorrow, I'd watch for a small, early morning dip back toward that 340 or 340.50 area. If it holds that level, that could be a low-risk entry for a potential grind higher toward 343, maybe even 345. You'd place your stop just below the intraday shelf, maybe around 338.
That's a great actionable idea. Those are all continuation plays. What about something that hasn't broken out yet, an anticipation setup?
For that, I'm looking at CrowdStrike, ticker CRWD. The big software names were pretty quiet today while semis and hardware ran. But CRWD is building a nice, tight consolidation. If this risk-on appetite continues, I'd expect money to rotate back into these high-quality software leaders.
I see. But one of the reports I saw flagged some bearish internals today, with more stocks selling off than advancing under the surface. How do you square that with all these bullish setups?
That's an excellent point, and it's the caution flag. The headline indices looked great, but the market's breadth wasn't perfect. That's precisely why we're not just blindly buying the SPY. It tells us this is a stock picker's market. You have to focus on the pockets of exceptional strength, the semis, the specific industrials we talked about. These are the names that can outperform even if the broader market chops around.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. What's the key takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow's session?
The takeaway is this. We had a strong risk-on rebound, but we're at a key inflection point. Watch SPY 674 and QQQ 613.50 like a hawk. The real opportunity, though, is in the leadership names that prove their strength today. Look for those low-risk pullback entries. And don't forget, we have the September CPI data out tomorrow morning. That could be the catalyst that either fuels the breakout or rejects it.
Focus on the leaders and watch the data. Got it. Great insights, as always. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back again tomorrow to get you prepped for the day ahead.